Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. It is Superpower Saturday. Listen, I got some hot music for you on today. But listen, broadcasting live in the Windy City, going to get right on into it. I got some jam stuff for you. If you love some sweet music, if you love some cool breeze music, if you love some jazz, if you like a little funk and a little house in, I got the stuff for you. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is Saturday, July 27th, 2024. It is 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Listen. I have the hardest working team. That's indeed. I have the hardest working team. The Fierce Female International Team. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, my darling. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum. I have two different flavors in stock, vanilla and coconut. If you want to experience the smoothest rum in Boston, you can get it online at CWSpirits.com. Listen, make sure to use the discount code, which is BASIC. B-A-S-I-C, BASIC is the discount code. When you get to the checkout, use that code to get your discount. I have some great music for you on today. Independent artist Paolo, that is spelled P-A-O-L-O. He's a 40-year-old independent artist. He's Italian, producing electronic music. He's a second-generation business owner, father, husband, and he loves music and photography, and he is a very creative person. Listen, you guys, I want you to check out this music. Right now, I'm going to get into the music, but before I do that, I want you guys to do me a favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a follow, and I greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. Oh my gosh. Yes, as the song says, we are being heard all over the world. Indeed. Listen, you guys, I almost feel like a Yam Van Sant. You know, she always has some really, really juicy life lessons. I am telling you, when things are really trying at you and nipping at your ankles, you'd be like, oh my gosh, y'all, do I have a life lesson? But listen, I got some great music for you. I got the perfect song. I'm going to play it in just 1 minute. Let me get it for you. I'm going to play it in just 1 second. Let me tell you something. You guys, it is really interesting. We're being heard all over the world, 45 different countries. Yes, indeed. We have just about 38% listeners that come in from Germany, about 35 to 36 that comes in from the United States, and we do have 11% that comes in from New Zealand, and then we have a small percentage that comes in from Canada. And, you know, everybody is different. You know, you learn a lot when you talk to different people all over the world. You know, we have to make sure. I remember once, I'm going to tell you this really quickly, to have a meeting of the minds. I'm going to start with a life lesson. Listen, I remember when I used to tutor individuals that lived in China. Some lived in China, some lived in Japan, and I was teaching ESL, English Second Language. And so for them, learning English, they had to know the back. And I says, okay, you need to know the history and the origin of the word in order to understand how to use the English word that I'm trying to express to you and teach to you. So I says, okay, we've got to get together and meet on the minds. Now, this wasn't young people that I was teaching. These were business owners. They all own their own businesses, very wealthy people, but they needed to learn English so that when they got in the boardroom and was trying to work on different contracts, they had to be fluent in English. And so it was a problem. It was a problem for them because they only could speak, of course, Chinese, and they were taking English second language courses so that they could be fluent in English, and it had to do with the coin pockets. So whatever you need to do, listen, whatever you need to do to help your pockets, that is what you're going to do. So these individuals, they were Chinese, and I was teaching them English second language. But for them, the way that they understood English, you had to give them a whole nother lesson in a whole different place. You have to tell them the background of the word, where the word originated from, for them to understand how to use that word in the English language. So listen, what I'm trying to get you to understand, sometimes when you're talking to different individuals, you have to have a meeting of the mind. You may have one understanding of something. The other person may have a different understanding of something. If that happens, there's no understanding. There's still, what do you want to say? There's still something being misunderstood. There's still a little confusion. But when you have two individuals that are able to understand the exact same thought, right, then you have a meeting of the minds, and then you have an agreement. So listen, I faced that a moment ago with a customer. He's having a little fit over something that's really very simple. So listen, guys. I got some music that's coming up for you, right? And so I hope you guys got the lesson on that. I got some music that's coming up for you. It's called Straight to the Point, Straight to the Point. Take a listen to this. Check this out.
I was a boy who was desperate to fit in this world, and I was feeling the pressure, such pressure. Nothing was said, my mouth was full of words I wanted to spread. I guess I wasn't that brave enough, had no control. point.
All right, that was straight to the point, straight to the point. You know, I'm one of those persons that like to keep it straight to the point. I like to say cut to the chase. Don't beat around the bush. Just get to the point. I love that song. This is by superstar Johnny Olivier. That is straight to the point. And it's got a really nice beat. I really do enjoy it. Listen, what's coming up next is by independent artist Paolo. His name is spelled P-L-O. Once again, his name is spelled P-A-O-L-O. He's an Italian producer. And he's an independent artist. He also produces electronic music. He's a second-generation business owner. He's a father and husband. He loves music. He also loves photography. And he loves to do things creatively. I love that. So listen, this one has come up. It is called 24 Bell. All right, there's 24 bells, 24 bells. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? It was superlicious good, and I get to do it all over again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is.